Maybe you remember the Queen Elizabeth II, or the QE2. After sailing 6 million miles, carrying passengers and luxury across the Atlantic 800 times, the ocean liner was taken out of service a decade ago. Whatever happened to that grand old ship? With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Upon retirement, the Cunard-built QE2 was bought by a Dubai investment group that planned to gut the ship. A global economic downturn postponed that, the QE2's investors went bankrupt, and the Dubai government took over. Now we can spend the night aboard the QE2. The government spent more than $100 million to restore the ship to its original luster. After 3 years of work, it just opened as a hotel, though only about 200 of an eventual 800 rooms are ready for guests. The grand opening is scheduled for October, but restaurants and a pub, all serving alcohol, are now open. The casino, though, is dark. Gambling is forbidden. The grand opening is scheduled for October, when at least 600 rooms are expected to be open. Fancy a night floating on the Persian Gulf aboard the QE2 offshore Dubai? Well, call your travel agent. You'll find more travel info at rmworldtravel.com.